Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price taking care of business this afternoon. Let's go ahead and look into the top three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, after experiencing heat advisories throughout the week, the panhandle will get a couple of days to cool off. This is thanks to anticipated tropical downpours. The National Hurricane Center says the system has a low chance of development over the next couple of days. Heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again next week, thanks to a massive heat dome that could hang around into much of August. Panhandle beaches seen high rip current risk today, falling back to moderate tomorrow.
All right, and undocumented students for immigration purposes will no longer receive in-state tuition or fee waivers at UWF. The university's Board of Trustees approved the regulation change at a special meeting on Thursday. The board's action aligns with a new state law that took effect on July 1st.
Okay, here's your third story. FDOH Santa Rosa reporting water quality issues at Navarre Beach. Tests completed Thursday indicate the water quality does not meet the recreational standards at public access 37A and 40B. The health agency now advises against any water-related activities at these locations. This advisory will continue until bacteria levels are below the accepted health levels.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, I got time to squeeze in just a couple of these here. For starters, a man accused of the Christmas Eve murder of an Okaloosa County deputy in 2022 has pleaded guilty to first-degree murder. 45-year-old Timothy Price Williams entered the plea in exchange for the state not seeking the death penalty. The charge does carry a mandatory life sentence. Williams shot and killed Deputy Ray Hamilton as he responded to a domestic violence call in Fort Walton Beach.
Okay, there's additional information this afternoon on the removal of PBD Chief Eric Randall. According to an internal survey, only 29% of the department had confidence in Randall. 29% were neutral. 42% were negative. Mayor Reeves still refusing to answer direct questions about Randall's departure. Well, Randall says he's always given 110% to the department.
There's some things you wish you could have got accomplished, and there's some things that you know, that'll be there for the next administration to be able to continue to move the ball forward and get it across the finish line.
Captain Christian Brown, of course, has been promoted as the interim chief, 615. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Luckily, I'm not going to be talking to you for long about it. We do have some backups on Highway 90. This is in the Pace area. If you are traveling eastbound passing Home Depot heading towards Walmart, we do have some minor backups there. No confirmation of an accident or anything. It's just nonetheless a little wave of congestion we got at this time. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. It's been a very good day on the roads. Thank you for that. As for the weather, 84 degrees. That's it. Low of 79 tonight. Got some minor chances of rainfall. It's going to increase a little bit on your Saturday, but come Sunday, it's going to be clearer and hotter. Saturday's high only sitting at 91. Sunday's sitting at 95.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a neighbor retells this horrifying experience where a man tried to take his grandparents' lives. WFL Fox 35, that's down in Orlando. Randy Hildreth, a reporter down there, filing this story from West Melbourne, Florida.
Terry French counted up the bullet holes in the front of his house.
There's five, six of them.
Recounting the chaos and tragedy of Wednesday night. He says his family was sitting in their front room when their neighbor, George White, showed up asking for help. His wife, Mary White, had just been shot, and deputies say their grandson, 22-year-old Jeremiah Campbell, was responsible. French says his daughter started dialing 911, and then bullets started flying into their house. Investigators say Campbell had come across the street for his grandfather next. French says he's been neighbors with the Whites for over 30 years and now thinks a lot about the fact that George came over to him in his moment of terror.
And the TSA says a woman tried to sneak turtles through security stuffed in her bra. It happened at Miami International Airport. One of the turtles didn't survive the woman's unsuccessful attempt. The incident follows on a March situation that, or follows on in March, that saw a Pennsylvania man get caught trying to carry a live turtle through airport security in his pants. The TSA is reminding passengers to check with their airline for ways to safely travel with pets. Why is it always turtles?
I don't know. Bras,
drawers,
whatever. That's why they got the X-ray screen.
Why is there a shell on your thigh,
sir? I'm not sure about that one. Hey, the would-be assassin who targeted then-candidate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course appeared in federal court in Fort Pierce. Happened today, this morning, actually. He's representing himself in the case. Dana Marie McNichol has the latest from Fort Pierce, Florida.
The judge strongly urged against it. But we did see Ryan Ruth act as his own attorney only after proving he comprehends the risks that come along with self-representation. Ruth was shackled by the hands. He also was surrounded by his notes and a large law book. He answered multiple questions from Judge Eileen Cannon with, quote, "I don't know." At one point, he said to her, quote, "Obviously, I'm new to all this. I'm just a simple-minded fool." The judge had to stop and explain legal procedure to him multiple times during the hearing. Psychiatrists say Ruth doesn't meet the legal definition of insanity, so Judge Cannon had to constitutionally let him represent himself.
And the Miami Young Republicans Club wants an audit of Miami-Dade's finances. It's asking the state's DOGE department to look into the county's spending habits. Their goal is to figure out why Miami-Dade is $400 million in the red. President Tony Figueroa blames waste, fraud, and abuse since there's been a surge in property tax collections since 2020.
Afternoon, everybody. 618 News Radio 92.3. The U.S. government is now removing captured illegal migrants using flights directly from the holding facility at the Florida Everglades. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement now has migrant removal flights operating out of the former aircraft training facility in the Everglades, now known as Alligator Alcatraz. A full airport is operating with all support capabilities day or night.
You got 5,000 gallons of jet fuel on site. You got runway lighting. You got everything you need to be able to do that. This airport is able to accept commercial-sized aircraft.
Those flights have so far removed 100 detained illegals from the country, and the number of flights is expected to rapidly increase. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, let me go back to Governor DeSantis here. He also delivered remarks from Alligator Alcatraz this morning, confirming DHS has officially begun flying those illegal migrants out of the facility.
On issue after issue, we've been willing to lead, and I think these are addressing problems that a lot of voters have wanted to be addressed. We obviously could do it at the state level. Other states have emulated, and I think now the Trump administration is really focusing on addressing these issues in a national context.
All right, knocking on the door of 620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Economists waiting to assess the impact of tariffs with a new round of import taxes set to take effect on August 1st. Jeff Locke asked fair growers. He's there at the Ohio State Fair in Columbus about tariffs and the state of the U.S. economy.
The attention of many of the fair goers, the economy, and we asked a lot of questions about the economy. You know, the president's numbers have been a little, you know, shaky on the economy. But I tell you, I couldn't find nearly anybody that would say the economy is in bad shape.
The economy's good. All the bills are getting paid. Life is good.
Are you worried at all about, like they talk about tariffs, going to cost price raise?
No. I trust our president very much.
How's business been this year? Up, down, middle?
You know, I would say just like some waves, right?
Like a roller coaster.
Okay, it is 6:24. News Radio 92.3, we're going to check out stocks ending up today amid more earnings result releases. Busy day on Wall Street, really was. Here's Laura Kantner.
Shares of Charter Communications plunging Friday after its second quarter earnings fell short of expectations. The telecommunications company also posting lukewarm revenue growth. The number of customers for its Spectrum Internet service dropped by 117,000, worse than what analysts had expected. Health insurer Centene lost money in its second quarter. The managed care company attributing the drop to rising costs in Medicaid and issues with Affordable Care Act plans. Centene providing bullish guidance in a conference call Friday. Stocks ending Friday on a high note. The Dow finishing up 208, S&P 500 up 25, NASDAQ up 50. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
6:25, I hope this weather pattern, and I think it is. It's going to be getting better, especially by Sunday. Austin Price moves in this afternoon, has the weather and traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, there's only really one spot on the roads giving us trouble. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90, approaching the Walmart and Pace. Got some backups there, so be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Got chances of rain going to slightly increase for the first half of your Saturday. But come Saturday night, bleeding into your Sunday, there shouldn't be many rainfall chances, and the temperature is going to go up as a result. So right now it's 84 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 91. Sunday's high, 95.
All right, 626, News Radio 92.3. You know, we were talking earlier about the heat warnings that'll hit the Pensacola area again coming up next week, thanks to a massive heat dome that is going to hang around much of August. It's going to be kind of warm here in August. But right now, speaking of that heat dome, New York City expected to see extremely high temps throughout the afternoon today, moving into the weekend. Bain Froney is reporting from the streets of Manhattan.
It's going to be a scorcher in New York City for today. Temperatures are going to rise to the upper 90s, potentially hitting 98 degrees, which could break a record of 97 set in 1999. Now, normally we're about around 85 degrees for this time of year throughout the city. So definitely going to be feeling the heat. And on top of this, we have high humidity. So those heat indices, we're going to feel like we are in the triple digits later on today. Now, for this season so far, for the entirety of summer, summer, we've had 790-degree days. But on average, we see usually around 17 for the entire season. So we are due for a nice and hot afternoon. In New York City, I'm Bane Froney, Fox Weather.
And it's not just the heat that's not ideal. Torrential rainfall and flash floods hitting parts of the Midwest. In Chicago, a ground stop was issued at both O'Hare International Airport and Midway International Airport due to these storms. Kansas City got hit particularly hard with reports of cars submerged in rising waters across the area. Forecasts suggest strong winds and continued heavy rainfall were expected throughout the day, posing ongoing major concerns.
Busy day over in Tallahassee. It's actually been a busy couple of days here. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche meeting with convicted Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell for a second day. Her lawyer says she's been telling the truth about the details of her involvement in Epstein's years of sex crimes. David Spunt has more from Washington.
Day two lasted for about 3 hours behind closed doors. Maxwell's attorneys, spotted by our cameras, heading out for what appears to be the final day of the interview. And her attorney today, David Marcus, insinuated that she's hoping for a presidential pardon. But David Marcus said, "We haven't spoken to the president about a pardon, quote, just yet," end quote. Now, the meeting took place at this Tallahassee federal courthouse, not far from the prison where Maxwell is behind bars serving a 20-year sentence for trafficking. Legal experts question whether Maxwell told and will tell going forward her version of the truth or the actual truth.
And get in the way of ICE agents, you may catch a charge. The Department of Justice is charging two people with multiple crimes for confronting ICE agents who had been carrying out federal immigration enforcement. The altercation happened at an Ontario surgical clinic earlier this month. The staffers tried physically stopping the agents who had been following an alleged illegal immigrant who authorities say assaulted an officer. One of the staffers was caught and arrested, and the other surrendered shortly after.
I watched the footage of that, and it was a nurse that she got in the way. She put her body between the illegal immigrant and the ICE agent. She physically pushed the ICE agent up against the wall, and she basically messed up because she's now being charged with, really getting involved with ICE agents' work. So that's how that played out. President Trump is using a loophole to make Alina Habba stay on in as his New Jersey top cop by changing her title to acting U.S. attorney. Alexis McAdams has more from New York City.
The White House made the change just hours before they knew Alina Habba's time as interim U.S. attorney in Jersey was going to expire. So they pulled her nomination for U.S. attorney of Jersey and made this pivot. It comes after a group of New Jersey judges said, let's get rid of her. They didn't think she was qualified, they said. So they chose someone else to fill the role of U.S. attorney of Jersey. But DOJ officials just fired that pick, said, well, we don't want her either. New Jersey Democratic senators don't like this. Cory Booker and Andy Kim saying this in part. This is just another attempt by the Trump administration to install Alina Habba as U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey by bypassing the court's lawful authority and ignoring the required advice and consent of Congress.
And former Vice President Kamala Harris trying to rally members of Gen Z. Harris is giving what is being called a pre-taped virtual address at a political summit in Washington, D.C., aimed at younger voter outreach. Democrats are trying to regain their footing with younger voters after losing 24% of the bloc in the 2024 election from 2020.
Yeah, that happened earlier today. Saw the footage on that one as well. That was a real mess at that youth conference. They had a lot of problems, in other words. Thinking about buying a house, here's your 30-year fixed mortgage number, 6.81%, 15-year at 6.05%. In 5 minutes, sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Justice Department is suing New York City over its sanctuary policies. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Trump has already sued both Los Angeles and Chicago. Now New York City is next up on the list. But in this newest lawsuit, the DOJ did have some specific criticism for the Big Apple, writing, quote, New York City has long been at the vanguard of interfering with enforcing this country's immigration laws.
Mayor Eric Adams says it's up to City Council to change the city's sanctuary status. Former presidential candidate Kamala Harris gave a virtual address at the Voters for Tomorrow summit in Washington, attended by a who's who of Democratic leaders.
Keep building your political power. Keep building community. Keep building coalitions. Keep challenging the status quo.
The ex-vice president is said to be considering a run for a California governor. America's listening to Fox News.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Join acupuncture and welders of Pensacola Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's Monday at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Don't you just know exactly what you're thinking? If you're on my body and you think I'm sexy,
we now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, after experiencing heat advisories throughout most of the week, the Panhandle will get a couple of days to cool off, thanks to anticipated tropical downpours. The National Hurricane Center says the system has a low chance of development over the next couple of days. Heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again pretty early next week, thanks to a massive heat dome that could hang around into much of August. Chris, you and I were talking about how it's probably going to be around highs of 99 on Monday and Tuesday. Panhandle beaches will see high rip current risks today, falling back to moderate, though, tomorrow.
If we're seeing 99 temps, we're going to have heat index about 114, something like that.
Bummer.
It'll be it's funny. You played the Rod Stewart a second ago, and I asked somebody, I know you're around 23 or so.
But, 24, yeah.
Yeah, but our housekeeper is about 24, 25 years old. And I said to her, I said, well, look at this picture of Rod Stewart. And she goes, who is Rod Stewart?
Oh,
I went,
Lord.
I knew I felt old at that time. Undocumented students for immigration purposes will no longer receive in-state tuition or fee waivers over at UWF. The University Board of Trustees approved the regulation change at a special meeting on Thursday. The board's action aligns with a new state law that took effect July 1st. Who is Rod Stewart?
I mean, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
It
was kind of funny, but I'm just saying, I really felt pretty old at that point.
Well, and I've got parents that are quote-unquote older. They're like in their early 60s. So they listened to Rod Stewart. So I know who Rod Stewart is. So parents help
and
you
so
out there.
Do I.
Yeah, believe it or not.
What about the third story?
Yeah, your third and final top story, sorry. FDOH Santa Rosa is reporting water quality issues at Navarre Beach. Tests completed yesterday indicate the water quality does not meet the recreational standards at Public Access 37A and 40B. The health agency now advises against any water-related activities at these locations. The advisory will continue until bacteria levels are below the accepted health levels.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pensacola leaders say they are working on a new plan for the old Pensacola Motor Lodge property. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
Our plan now is we may sell the property with the contingency that that property be used for affordable housing only. And if they decided they didn't want to use it, then they would have to give it back to the city. So So we can still accomplish our goal of trying to get affordable housing there without having to sit on the property or continue to go back and forth with different types of agreements. So,
okay, and just remember, any sale will require approval from the city council.
Absolutely. And three Escambia County residents Austin Mitchell Chapman, Lori Ann Chapman, and Amber Lynn Adams have been arrested for fentanyl trafficking. Lori Chapman also faces charges for maintaining a structure for drug activity. Agents from FDLE and DEA executed a warrant at their residence on Fowler Avenue and uncovered just about 12 grams of suspected fentanyl.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Toronto Blue Jays red hot. I'm Jared Max. Now 4.5 games atop the American League East over the Yankees, the Toronto Blue Jays won for the 19th time in 24 games Thursday. The Blue Jays beat the AL Central leading Tigers 11-4. Detroit has lost 10 of its last 11 games. Toronto, a half game behind Milwaukee for the best record of the major leagues. AL West leading Astros beaten 5-2 by the Athletics. The Orioles defeated the Guardians 4-3. Cardinals over the Padres 9-7. The Mariners beat the Angels 4-2. Seattle made a trade with Arizona to acquire former All-Star first baseman Josh Naylor, who's batting .292 with 11 home runs and 59 RBIs. The baseball trade deadline is less than a week away, July 31st. Yankees prospect Spencer Jones hit home runs in his first three at-bats Thursday in a game for Triple-A Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Jones, who's 6'7", leads the minors with 29 home runs. A two-time Gold Glove winner at shortstop, 35-year-old Nick Ahmed announced his retirement Thursday. Ahmed played 10 seasons with the Diamondbacks. Then last year, he split time between the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres. Ahmed played 5 games this season for the Rangers. On social media, he wrote, "For as long as I can remember, all I ever wanted to do was play baseball. I got to live out my childhood dream and play for a very long time." After 18 years in the majors, relief pitcher Jesse Chavez announced his retirement at age 41. Chavez holds the MLB record for having been traded more than any other player. 11 times Jesse Chavez was dealt. He played for 9 different teams, career record 51-66, a 4.27 ERA. He made his last appearance July 13th for the Braves. Chavez said, "This has been a great ride and way more than I ever expected from a 42nd-round draft pick." NFL, Las Vegas Raiders are going to release veteran defensive tackle Christian Wilkins. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And New York Jets fans got quite the scare after quarterback Justin Fields was carted off the practice field with an injury. NFL Network reports that initial testing shows one of Fields' toes was dislocated, but luckily not fractured. Fans were worried upon hearing reports that he suffered a leg injury. They have reason to be nervous. Coach Aaron Glenn later clarified that it was the toe injury, though, and he believes someone may have stepped on Fields' right foot as he threw a pass during Thursday's practice.
Okay, we're talking NFL here this afternoon. Some NFL players have been flagged by the league office for what they apparently did with some of the hottest tickets in sports. Can you say greedy?
I can say stupid.
Yes, you can. Frank Lanza has a story.
More than 100 players and 24 club employees are in the doghouse with the league office. The AP reporting the players and club employees are being fined after violating a longstanding NFL policy by selling Super Bowl tickets to see the Philadelphia Eagles face the Kansas City Chiefs back in February for above face value. The players who resold their tickets will reportedly have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. Those players also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next 2 Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. The club employees, meanwhile, who violated the policy, they'll be fined 2 times face value. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
Okay, let's see here. He left the LSU football program after winning a co-championship there in the middle of the night, headed down to Miami, did his thing down there with the Dolphins, right. Headed out in the middle of the night, ended up in Tuscaloosa. Why do we need to believe that the rumors aren't true about him getting back into coaching? We're talking about Nick Saban here.
We are. I believe him this time because this time his legacy is solidified and he's older and this is his first time retiring.
Listen, Terry is going to be real upset either way. That's all I can say.
Really?
Okay, let me just say, folks, we are talking about former University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban, and we're attempting very badly this afternoon to shut down rumors that he is planning to make a return to coaching. I gave you 3 examples. Yeah. In terms of what he's done in the past.
He is a fibber. We do know that.
He has lied a couple of times here. So let's just hear it from the coach himself. Here's Nick.
I enjoy what I'm doing. I did it for 50 years. I loved it. I love the relationship with the players. I love the competition. But, you know, it's another station of life now. And I enjoy what I'm doing right now and want to continue to do it, spend more time with my family, my grandchildren, my children.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Baseball trade deadline is right around the corner. The New York Yankees traded for Rockies third baseman Ryan McMahon. I know the Yankee fans weren't thrilled because Eugenio Suarez was out there and Suarez is viewed to be the better player. But according to folks that are in the know, the Yankees are going to be pretty aggressive. So maybe this is just the beginning of some new folks headed to Yankee State. I'm Andy Gresh.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Thank you. For making Total Wine and More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Here's today's health news.
I find this survey to be a little questionable, but let's go with it. A new survey finding most U.S. adults back legal abortion 3 years after Roe versus Wade was overturned. Wow. CJ Pop is in on News Radio 92.3.
More than 1,400 people taking part in the AP NORC poll conducted July 10th through the 14th. It shows about two-thirds of U.S. adults think abortion should be legal in all or most cases. About half of those surveyed believe abortion should be available in their state if someone does not want to be pregnant for any reason. And they're just as likely to feel the same way in the strictest states. The survey also shows strong support for abortion access in cases of rape, incest, medical emergencies, or fatal fetal abnormalities, even in states with the strictest bans. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And a threat of rabies rising in the U.S. Officials declared a public health threat after 25 cases were confirmed in Long Island, New York. The main method of transmission includes bites and scratches from wild animals, raccoons and bats being the two most common animals to spread it. So, of course, keep yourself, but also your pets, away from these animals best way possible.
Okay, new details about former President Biden's cognitive health during his term were allegedly revealed Thursday during a closed-door meeting with the House Oversight Committee. Christina Coleman looks into the story for us.
A source close to the committee's closed-door deposition told Fox News Biden's former top aide, Ron Klain, revealed Biden was not seen as, quote, politically viable by Jake Sullivan, his national security advisor, or former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton by last year. And now some lawmakers are questioning whether Ambien played a role in Biden's extremely poor performance at the presidential debate. Klain helped Biden prepare for the presidential debate. A source tells Fox News that during today's closed-door deposition, Klain said he had no knowledge of Biden taking Ambien and that Biden appeared tired and ill before that debate.
All righty, just about six. Well, not just about. Exactly. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some minor backups on Highway 90 in front of the Pace Walmart, or at least if you're traveling eastbound towards the Walmart. It's not too bad, though. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your local weather, 84 degrees, low of 79 tonight. The weekend's going to get hotter as the rainfall chances dissipate. Come Sunday, sunny, mostly clear, high of 95.
Yeah, we're talking about the heat dome. And just as you said, heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again next week, thanks to that heat dome that could hang around until much of August. While we're talking about the dome, it is feeling hot in the Apple today. About 200 million Americans under a heat dome, especially those in New York. Bane Froney up in New York City with the details.
Heading down into the subway, we were taking the temperature, comparing that to what we're dealing with outside, and it is way warmer down into those subway stations. Now, so far this summer, we've had 7 days in the city where we've had 90 degree or above days. Usually throughout the entire summer season, we see about 17. So we were due for a very warm afternoon, but with this humidity, it's making it feel a lot worse. It feels like we're in the triple digits. The good news, though, is that it's going to get a lot cooler starting tomorrow. So this is going to be not a heat wave situation, just a 1 day thing for the Northeast. But that heat dome is going to start to shift back west once again.
Here's today's business news.
Well, Fox Business is asking people attending the Ohio State Fair what they think about the economy 6 months into President Trump's second term. Here's Fox Business correspondent Jeff Locke reporting from Columbus, Ohio.
You know, President Trump's numbers on the economy have been a little bit mixed. But I'll tell you, when you talk to real people out here, I find it very hard to find anybody that thinks the economy is doing bad. Well, I say anybody, but I did find one. How's the economy? Bad.
The economy's good. All the bills are getting paid. Life is good.
Are you worried at all about, like, they talk about tariffs going to cost price raise?
No. I trust our president very much.
How's business been this year? Up, down, middle?
You know, I would say just like some waves, right?
Like a roller coaster. I love this state fair. If only it wasn't raining.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The S&P 500 rising today to a fresh record high, along with the NASDAQ, winning a week following solid earnings reports and the latest trade developments. All three major averages were up for the week. President Donald Trump today expressing confidence in the Federal Reserve to start lowering interest rates. The comments following yesterday's meeting with Central Bank Chair Jerome Powell. The president says he believes the Fed is ready to provide the monetary policy easing that he's been looking for now for months. The broadcast show E! News will end this year after a more than three-decade run. After suffering a brief interruption only during the COVID pandemic, the show's final tape date will be September 25th, and employees were notified yesterday. U.S. crude oil futures for September delivery falling today roughly 1.5%, sitting above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, some New York businesses are saying there is absolutely no way they can handle paying workers, get this, $30 an hour minimum wage. It's been proposed by New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mandani. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti has more from the Apple.
The owner of Pasticceria Rocco says she worries she will have to cut hours or raise prices.
Prices will be raised. There'll be smaller, I guess, staffing. We will cut our hours. And unfortunately, if it doesn't seem like it's going to be viable, we've already thought about possibly relocating, leaving New York.
She fears similar consequences to those seen in California. After the state raised fast food wages to $20 an hour last year, 18,000 jobs were lost in the 3 months following, according to new research published in the National Bureau of Economic Research. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And President Trump set to meet with the head of the European Commission for trade talks on Sunday. The president of the European Commission confirmed her meeting with Trump in a post on X and shared that the two had a good call while noting plans to discuss how to keep trade relations strong. It's taking place during President Trump's 5-day stay in Scotland, where he's expected to visit his properties there and meet with British and Scottish officials.
Yeah, it's all about tariffs here. Volkswagen appears to be negotiating its own custom trade deal after reporting a $1.5 billion tariff hit in the first half of the year. Jenny Casola has the story.
The Wall Street Journal says VW is offering to shift production of Audi cars to the U.S. for the first time in exchange for concessions on tariffs. VW CEO Oliver Blume says a deal could follow a U.S. trade agreement with the EU and would involve factory and other investments in the U.S. VW already plans to build a factory in South Carolina to make pickups and SUVs. Blume says it made an offer to see its U.S. tariff burden reduced by a dollar for every dollar it invests in the U.S. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Samsung users can now pay as they go. New concept here. Might be interesting. Evan Brown has the story.
Throughout a turbulent economy, consumers have been making use of installment payment options that come with handy smartphone apps. People have been able to buy clothing and housewares and even other things in this fashion. It usually doesn't require a high credit score, though payments do get reported to the credit bureaus. Samsung device users now have a new option starting today. Samsung Wallet on select Samsung Galaxy smartphones will now offer consumers a way to pay in installments. It is an option in the Wallet app rolling out in select states today and should be nationwide by the end of the year. Samsung is teaming up with Buy Now, Pay Later service Splitit to power it. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 652 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous stuff as we ease you into this weekend. It's going to be maybe a little damp at first, but pretty toasty right here on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, News Radio 92.3. 923.com and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
She get down on her knees and hug me. Won't she love me like a rock?
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
She love me, love me, love me, love me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name. Say now, who do?
Would you look at that? There goes that rhyming Paul Simon.
You're a poet and you didn't even know.
We used to say that. We used to intro that song, I guess, 40 years ago or something like that. News Radio 92.3, it is 6:55, five away from 7. Austin Price in with the last look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, the final one for this week. How about that? Let's see. The only spot I've been telling you about this hour on the roads is if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90 passing, or rather heading towards the Pace Walmart. But outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 79 tonight with some slight rainfall chances as we get into your Saturday. Going to be a rain chance of about 50% in the first half of your Saturday with a high of 91. And then on your Sunday, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear. Those rain chances are gone, but we are going to see the highs creep up, sitting at around 95 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, a woman emphasizedly caught on that Kiss cam up in Boston at that Coldplay concert.
Right.
Well, she quit her job, I guess, under pressure. Chris Foster explains.
Now both people in a viral video have left the AI company Astronomer. Kristen Cabot resigning as head of human resources a few days after Andy Byron's resignation as CEO. They were caught last week cuddling on a big screen kiss cam at a Coldplay concert outside Boston. She covered her face. He ducked out of view when they realized they were up there. And they're both married to other people with children. Singer Chris Martin said on stage either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. They're identified and made infamous after somebody in the crowd posted a video that spread like wildfire. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And a fifth person is accusing singer Smokey Robinson of sexual battery. TMZ reports a woman formally filed a report with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. An investigation was launched in May when four women came forward accusing the 85-year-old Motown artist of sexual assault. The women filed a $50 million civil lawsuit against him, and his attorney tells TMZ it's not surprising someone else would emerge with allegations, suggesting that it's part of being a celebrity.
Now, the wrestling world continues to pay tribute to Hulk Hogan. Jonathan Siri has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Fans and fellow wrestlers mourn the death of pro wrestler Hulk Hogan. Knox County, Tennessee Mayor Glenn Jacobs, who used to perform as the wrestler Kane, had this remembrance.
For those of us who are 80s kids, Hulk Hogan was professional wrestling. In fact, he was bigger than professional wrestling. He was a cross-media icon, transcended the sport, and was just a pop culture legend.
Hulk Hogan died from apparent heart problems Thursday in Clearwater, Florida. He was 71. In Atlanta, Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
And New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez must pay nearly $3,000 in additional costs for her 2021 Met Gala look. The House Ethics Committee has ordered the payment for AOC's tax-the-rich dress after finding the estimated rental cost to be below market value. However, the panel noted that AOC made significant steps to comply with House gift rules, and her attendance at the event otherwise complied with House rules.
And you didn't mention the fact that she's online for her boyfriend, and the ticket price was $30,000. And he wasn't supposed to get in free. So they're going to look for the $30,000 on the recoup on that side. Beside the dress, it's unrolling, and we'll have it for you on News Radio 92.3, I promise. Happy Gilmore returns to the green. Michelle Polino has that story.
Nearly 30 years after the original film, Adam Sandler returns in Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix. This time, Happy's out to make his daughter's dream come true, lacing up for one last comeback to raise $300,000 for her Paris Ballet School tuition. Along the way, he reunites with old rival Shooter McGavin, played by Christopher McDonald, and faces off with an energy drink tycoon, played by Benny Safdie, trying to take over golf with an extreme new twist.
Remember the happy place I went to? You go to yours.
Julie Bowen also returns, and the film also features Sandler's real-life daughters, Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Show me the money is what some are saying in regards to the Fire Aid concert meant to benefit people impacted by the California wildfires. Well, William DeJeunesse has more from Los Angeles.
Fire Aid's website says the concert raised $100 million for direct relief. Yet it told Fox LA, Fire Aid does not have the capability to make direct payments to individuals. We partner directly with trusted local nonprofits. At least $6.5 million in donor money also went to LA County government programs. Two groups told Fox they received money, but never applied for it. So who's responsible? Well, that's not clear. The Annenberg Foundation helped organize the concert, but claims only an advisory role in how the money was distributed. That's up to a Fire Aid advisory committee and board, who we are told want to remain anonymous.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.